Today's devotion is entitled, I Despise Myself and Repent, by Pastor David Bala, Peace, Plainfield. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job 42, 4 through 6. These verses capture the heart of Job's transformation. After all the speeches, the suffering, and the wrestling with God, Job has come to the end of himself and the beginning of real understanding. His final words are not angry or demanding. They are filled with humility, reverence, and a new depth of faith. Job begins by quoting God, Hear and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. This reflects Job's shift in posture. He now acknowledges that he is the one who should be listening, not instructing. He once demanded answers. Now he recognizes his place before the Almighty. Then he says something profound. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Job had always believed in God. He was a righteous man. But something changed through his suffering and his encounter with God's voice. What had been known in theory now became deeply personal. Job no longer just knows about God. He sees him, not physically, but spiritually, through the whirlwind, the rebuke, and the majesty of God's words. Job gains a clearer vision of who God truly is. This leads him to say, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. That's not self-hatred, it's self-awareness. Job isn't rejecting his worth. He's rejecting the pride and assumptions that led him to speak wrongly about God. Repentance isn't just turning from sin. It's turning from our small views of God. Job sees now that his knowledge was incomplete, his judgments too quick, and his trust too fragile. This moment is where true restoration begins. Job doesn't get all the answers to his questions, but he gets something greater, a right relationship with God, and that changes everything. For us, this is a powerful reminder. We can go to church, read scripture, and believe in God, but still miss seeing him clearly. Suffering often becomes the place where our faith is refined, where hearing turns into seeing. And when that happens, we don't come with all the answers. We come out humbled, grounded, and closer to God who never stopped being present. If you find yourself in a place of struggle or confusion, take heart. God doesn't waste our suffering. He uses it to draw us nearer. And like Job, you may one day say, Now my eye sees you. God's peace and many blessings be with you.